what are the advantages of personal selling? Wow, a lot, many advantages here. A salesman can pinpoint prospect, where an advertising cannot precisely distinguish a prospect from a suspect. What is suspect? Anybody who can buy the product is a suspect. A prospect is a guy who may be interested to buy the product, and therefore as a sales guy we qualify the prospect and then we move ahead. I'll talk to you afterwards. There's minimum effort of time and effort and energy. You know that this is not going to work here. You go to someone else. Personal interview in a salesmanship assures attention and interest of a prospect. You understand the prospect is not willing to meet you only. You understand he's not interested, you know. When you are meeting with him for the first time, you understand whether he is interested, you understand his interest level, and you know whether he will buy, he will not buy. If you know that he will not buy, you will go ahead and look at something else, dear. Personal selling has flexibility because once you are talking, you get a sales talk and sales presentation can be fitted to individual needs. What the person likes, what the person has a problem, give them the benefit, what your product is offering, and that's all. So, you see, salesmen can adjust, therefore, the sales presentation on the spot. Is it not? On the spot you adjust. This is what he wants, you adjust on the spot. Now, there may be objections. You handle them. Reactions of the prospect in order to gain action. So, we need to understand them, dear. Advertising can attract attention, yes. And arouse interest, yes. But usually it is left to the salesman to close the sale. Is it not? Advertising cannot close the sales up. It can close the sale. And therefore actual demonstration of the product or its use is recognized by the most powerful means of convincing. Advertising, except the television ads, cannot use demonstration. But a salesman can go demonstrate it in the front of the prospective buyer. Oh, now, don't you feel that's a great advantage? You know, because here he's experiencing this himself, physically be present. Now, I think if demonstration is done on advertise on the television channel also, it's okay. But dear friend, if it is done personally, it's like seeing a cricket match or a World Cup finals on a television and seeing it, you know, physically present the match. There's a huge difference, sir. Now, advertising is seeing that important, yes. But you see, I see not a comprehensive approach. All put together is a comprehensive approach. Personal selling, therefore, is the best means of two-way communication continuously between the company and the customer. Very good way, sir. And top management therefore can be fully informed about many crucial things, such as understanding what is the competition doing, understanding the customer reaction and comments, understanding the market trend, understanding dealers' demand, and we need to understand all of them. Is it not? Personal selling, you know, you are there, sir. And you are there, you are understanding all of them, you know, what is happening in the market. Now, obviously, as I said earlier also, that every coin has got two sides, there are also some limitations, and the greatest limitation is the cost. See, imagine a good sales guy in a good company maybe drawing lakhs of rupees as his remuneration. Why? Because it gets business, you see. And today if you look at any inflationary positions, the cost of developing and maintaining an efficient sales force is very high. You need to continuously train them, motivate them, inspire them, you know, give them knowledge, give them training. You see, get the good guys there and see, you know, that they go and do a fantastic job. And that requires good money. Good and competent salespeople are scarce. Mind you, sir, just mind you, when compared with other occupation, let's understand, when compared with other occupation, sales profession is becoming less attractive for young people. You know why? Because people feel it's hard work. You know, if you look at normal companies, small companies who probably could not afford a management graduate, you know, for a sales job, is probably looking at a few people who are just graduates, you know. And if you look at these kind of people, you know, what do? They feel, why should I go all out in the sun with a bag in my hand and work 1-1-1? Rather, I go to a BPO or a call center and be in an AC environment and sit there and enjoy the benefit of good vision, of good things there, flexible timing, and you know, pick up from the house, drop at the house. You know, and get good salaries, more than what a company's sales guy could get. So people are becoming scared. You know, I asked someone the other day in a sales workshop, how many people, it was all managerial workshop, and I asked them, how many people feel that people are assets in an organization? Raise your hand. I'm repeating, I asked them, how many people sitting here feel that people are very important assets in an organization? Raise your hand. And there were all hands which went up. I said, the answer is wrong. People are not assets, sir. People are liabilities. Good people are assets. So you need good people, sir. You need great guys, sir. You need to get them, sir. Therefore, let us understand. The very important part is to get the right guy. If you do not get the right guy, gone. Imagine how do you, it's very difficult, you know, to make a donkey a horse. But it's easier for making a horse who feels he's a donkey. Train him and tell him, motivate him and inspire him and say, you are a horse, you see, and you have in you, you see, and he believes he is a horse, and then he moves ahead. Dear, very important therefore is to get the right good sales guys and competent sales people. Today are limited, you know, and we need to understand that. Let's look at the comparison between advertising and sales. See, in a personal selling it's directed towards the individual, whereas in advertising we direct it towards the masses. Direct personal selling is personal, direct contacts, working is in depth, two-way flow of communication, direct feedback, you get it, high level of adaptability, because looking at what the person wants, you will adapt your sales conversation and give what he wants. Very, very effective, less effective, but expensive and time consuming, and we could also give a push effect, you know, to the sale. Whereas when you look at advertising, it's actually a one-way flow of communication, organized and delayed feedback. You don't get feedback immediately, you know. Less directly adaptable, less effective, efficient, cheaper per contact compared to personal selling, and you probably get a pull effect. What do you get? A pull effect. Dear friends, the essentials of effective selling therefore is, a good salesman should know his company, a good salesman should know his product, a good salesman should know his market, a good salesman should know its competition, a good salesman should know its customer, a good salesman should be motivated, inspired, trained, a good salesman should know the process through which to sell, a good salesman should have confidence, should have the knowledge of self, should feel good about himself, and he should be willing and ready to get into day-to-day training and understand better. A few of the essentials of effective selling, sir. Let's look at therefore what is the way that they do. We call it a IDAS formula. What is IDAS? We need to understand that when we go to sell customer, what is the state of mind? The first thing that we need to do is we need to have attention. We need to build that attention, awareness. Once an attention is done, then he's interested. Without attention, without interest, without awareness, interest will never come. Once you are interested, then you will desire. Your desire will come up. Once desire come up, you need to act. So you action, you know. And once you take an action, you buy the product. When you buy the product, you use the product. When you use the product, are you satisfied? Yes, then you come back. So what happens is, these are the various thing through, and we call as a AIDAS formula. You can pronounce it in IDAS formula, whatever way you would like to. Let us understand attention, interest, desire, action, and satisfaction. Action is when the consumer buys. When he buys, he uses the product or the service. If he is happy, he is satisfied. If he is satisfied, he comes back. Dear friend, therefore a quality of good salesman should be, he should be physically well. You know, some people, you know, you'll see, you know, you go for a seat. If, let's say, please don't mind my saying so, if you are very fat or so, you know, people feel that, wow, yaar, ye itna heavy kaam kar paayega kya? Itna ghoom paayega kya? Itna jayega kya? Thak jayega? You know, that's the normal. So physically he should be well built, you see, should be social, mentally strong, and should have good moral values. And whenever we talk about a sales process, therefore, what is the first step? Prospecting. What is prospecting? We see who are the people who are good prospects, who are willing to buy from us. So what we do is we qualify them. I say qualify the prospect by checking whether he is a man. Man means whether he has the money to buy, whether he has the authority to decide, and whether he has the need for the product or need to solve his problem. M-A-N, man, money, authority, need. Suppose you talk to 100 people, and out of that you see 50 people have got the money, have got the authority, and have the need. Then you go and approach them. But before you approach, you do a pre-approach. You know, try to find out from various sources, what are this kind of customer? What is the kind of needs he may have? Are we clear on it, what we need to do? So carry everything along with you as a sales guy and approach the customer by taking an appointment. Once you approach the customer, talk to him, understand what he is looking at. Once you understand what is he looking at, confirm with him that if you give him something which is going to help, you know, his thing, is he willing to take a decision? Most of the time he will say yes. If you say yes, then you know, you present, do a presentation, if required a demonstration also, depending on the product or the service that you are marketing. Once you do a presentation, obviously he may have some questions, some queries, some objections. A good sales guy looks at those, talks about them, handles those objections. Once he handles those objections, he goes about and try to close the sale. Close means ask for the order. Once he asks for the order, you know, if he gets the order, you know, he follows up. If he doesn't get the order, then also he follows up, you know, to see that whether they are coming. But he follows up, you know, for how is the product performing. Is the customer happy for which he buys the product? So this sales process, therefore, is very, very important. And this is the sales process which we normally probably go ahead, you know, onto this. Dear friends, some people use what we call as collaborative selling. What is collaborative selling? One, target your market. Which means what? Understand the uniqueness of the product or the service that you have. And understand what is it that you have that people can use. And what is the payoff for added time and effort? You focus on prospect most likely to buy. So you need to target your market. Once you target, you contact your prospect. When you meet the prospect, you see, when you understand his needs and convey the advantages that will give. Do it with sincerity so that the prospect feels about your credibility and develop trust. Have a complete picture of the prospect's needs that the prospect may have. Before that, please do not offer your product or service. First understand. And understand that does your product or service has the benefit which can help the consumer or the customer solve his need. Only when he is there, then you talk about your product. So explore your customer needs. Once you explore, then try to collaborate. What is collaborate? Work with the buyer in evaluating what are the various kinds of options that he could use to satisfy his need. And then help him choosing the right option. You know, the buyer will be committed as you are to implementing the solution, because he feels that he was a part of the process to decide on what is the right option. Then confirm the sale. So you reach the conclusion to the problem solving process. Now you have seen that, you know, this is a kind of a product or service which will help solve his or her problem. Now, once the conclusion is reached, now you ask for the order. But you know, unlike traditional selling, you're not ending the process here. In fact, I say you're beginning the process here. Confirmation actually becomes a question of when, not if. Which means when your prospect has held co-design the solution which you wanted to give for helping him, you don't need to close him, right? Have you understood the same thing which I said earlier? That dear, if you give him what helps him, why do you need to sell? He will buy. This is what I was saying, dear. And then, but you need to continuously assure and give satisfaction. So assure continuing customer satisfaction after confirming the sale. Change hats from supplier to quality control. See what you could do to give the best of the solutions to your customer. See what you need to do. Help him, help your customer track result, help your customer analyze effectiveness. You see, assured satisfaction continuously builds a lot of customer loyalty, and this leads to future sales. And I don't stop there. This future sales gives him additional credibility and trust and relationship, and that customer brings or bees your word of mouth now to other people, become ambassador for your product, service or company for other people, and may give you references so that you can go and sell to those people. Your selling becomes so easy. That is collaborative selling. Work closely, collaborating with your customer to find solutions and decide on options and choose the best option out of those alternative options to help solve his problem. And now I go to the last one, which is buying formula method. What is it? Buying formula method. See, it's a buying formula concept of selling is another modern concept, which is similar to collaborative selling. You know what is that? Now here is buyer oriented. It emphasizes on the buyer's need and problem, and salesman is to help the buyer to find solution to his problems. Problem solving approach is based on the fact that the sale is made in the mind of the buyer. You see, this mental process has four elements. One, the need, stroke the problem. If what he has, and whether, two is whether this guy is willing and ready to accept a solution for that need. In case he is, then he purchases. Now when he purchases, he expects that what he purchased will help him get a solution to solve his need. If he's doing that, he's satisfied. If he's satisfied, he comes back to you, he's delighted, and he becomes a word of mouth. So dear friends, let us understand and let us summarize. Therefore, I think we have already understood that it's very important for a marketeer to use the marketing communication system in a collaborative way, which means advertising gives you the pull, sales promotion gives you the push, and in between them you have a personal sales guy who helps you, solves your problem. Thank you very much, dear. God bless you, and I'm sure you enjoy. Take good care of your health. Bye-bye. Stay tuned in for the next one. Thank you very much.